This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Entry Level 3, Paper AA Intermediate 124. Candidate Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. Use a blue or black pen in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these six conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
Where is Pippa going now? Is she going to the shops?
I'm sure she wishes she was. She's got an appointment, actually.
Will she still be able to meet us at the cafe at 3? Is it with that Dr. Beckett again?
No, not him. It's not at the doctor's. She's having a tooth out. She said she would be able to make it, but I think she'll be late, and she might not be able to eat or drink for a bit. B.
Who is Betty going to visit? Is it her sister?
Actually, her sister and brother surprised her by turning up at her house yesterday. She's on her way to see her grandfather now because he has health issues and can't travel.
I know she's been missing her family since she moved into her own flat. Did her mother go round yesterday too?
She would have done if she'd been free, but she was busy working. C.
Why is the school football match starting later today? Is it likely to rain?
There's no mention of even a shower on my weather app. The team they're competing against is arriving early to watch the drama club's outdoor performance before the match.
So will the actors be using the field then?
Yes, and the football coach will be in the audience too because his son's acting in the play. D.
Why did Carlos leave his job in Brighton? I thought his job at his new company really suited him.
Yes, he was happy with it, but his wife Jenny successfully applied for a new job in Liverpool, so they had to move.
He'd just been promoted too, and was doing really well.
Yes, that's true. He would have earned more money, but I'm sure he'll be able to find another post soon. Anyway, Jenny's new job is really well paid, so there's no immediate pressure. E.
What did Rahim forget to take with him? Was it his phone?
If he forgot that, I would be absolutely amazed. But he did leave his charger at home. He said he'd noticed the battery was really low and couldn't do anything about it.
Oh dear, so he can't use his phone at all. Does he have a tablet?
Well, luckily, I had one in my bag, so he used mine to charge the phone. F.
How much did Janet pay for her holiday in Greece? Did she pay more than £300?
Actually, it was double that for a week. She saw an advert for £150 off for new customers, but was disappointed because that was only for UK holidays.
I really didn't expect you to say £600.
It's gone up a lot since we went last year when it cost us £450 per person.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
Where is Pippa going now? Is she going to the shops?
I'm sure she wishes she was. She's got an appointment, actually.
Will she still be able to meet us at the cafe at 3? Is it with that Dr. Beckett again?
No, not him. It's not at the doctor's. She's having a tooth out. She said she would be able to make it, but I think she'll be late, and she might not be able to eat or drink for a bit. B.
Who is Betty going to visit? Is it her sister?
Actually, her sister and brother surprised her by turning up at her house yesterday. She's on her way to see her grandfather now because he has health issues and can't travel.
I know she's been missing her family since she moved into her own flat. Did her mother go round yesterday too?
She would have done if she'd been free, but she was busy working. C.
Why is the school football match starting later today? Is it likely to rain?
There's no mention of even a shower on my weather app. The team they're competing against is arriving early to watch the drama club's outdoor performance before the match.
So will the actors be using the field then?
Yes, and the football coach will be in the audience too because his son's acting in the play. D.
Why did Carlos leave his job in Brighton? I thought his job at his new company really suited him.
Yes, he was happy with it, but his wife Jenny successfully applied for a new job in Liverpool, so they had to move.
He'd just been promoted too, and was doing really well.
Yes, that's true. He would have earned more money, but I'm sure he'll be able to find another post soon. Anyway, Jenny's new job is really well paid, so there's no immediate pressure. E.
What did Rahim forget to take with him? Was it his phone?
If he forgot that, I would be absolutely amazed. But he did leave his charger at home. He said he'd noticed the battery was really low and couldn't do anything about it.
Oh dear. So he can't use his phone at all. Does he have a tablet?
Well, luckily, I had one in my bag, so he used mine to charge the phone. F.
How much did Janet pay for her holiday in Greece? Did she pay more than £300?
Actually, it was double that for a week. She saw an advert for £150 off for new customers, but was disappointed because that was only for UK holidays.
I really didn't expect you to say £600.
It's gone up a lot since we went last year when it cost us £450 per person.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Listen to this passage about the Holi Festival and write the words which are missing in the spaces given. Remember to write 2 words in each space. The first one has been done for you as an example.
Holi is one of India's most famous religious festivals. It is mainly a Hindu celebration. However, despite this, different religions celebrate together. The reason is because the event is so exciting and colourful that everyone wants to join in. The Holi Festival is also known as the Festival of Colours, Festival of Love, and Festival of Spring. Holi is celebrated every year in March. But the exact date depends on when the last full moon of the month is. Celebrations start that evening, and after making a large fire, everyone prays together. The fire is lit to burn all that is bad and signal the end of winter. People look forward to the next morning when the fun part of the festival starts. Before going out in the morning, they collect balloons filled with coloured water. Then hundreds gather in the streets, dancing and throwing the balloons at other people. Everyone's faces are covered with many bright colours. For example, yellow made from the powder turmeric, which is used in cooking. Food such as gujia, which is a sweet fried snack, also plays a big part in the festival. At the end of the day, the whole community is covered in colour.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Holi is one of India's most famous religious festivals. It is mainly a Hindu celebration. However, despite this, different religions celebrate together. The reason is because the event is so exciting and colourful that everyone wants to join in. The Holi Festival is also known as the Festival of Colours, Festival of Love, and Festival of Spring. Holi is celebrated every year in March, but the exact date depends on when the last full moon of the month is. Celebrations start that evening, and after making a large fire, everyone prays together. The fire is lit to burn all that is bad and signal the end of winter. People look forward to the next morning when the fun part of the festival starts. Before going out in the morning, they collect balloons filled with coloured water. Then hundreds gather in the streets, dancing and throwing the balloons at other people. Everyone's faces are covered with many bright colours. For example, yellow made from the powder turmeric, which is used in cooking. Food such as gujia, which is a sweet fried snack, also plays a big part in the festival. At the end of the day, the whole community is covered in colour.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to the passage about skateboarder Tony Alva and decide if the following sentences are true or false, or if the passage doesn't say. Put a tick in the correct column. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Tony Alva is an American skateboarder and businessman who also works as a musician. He was born in 1957 in Los Angeles, California, where he started to skateboard when he was 10 years old. He also loved to surf. He was influenced by the modern Hawaiian style of surfing, which was popular around the world. His style of skateboarding became well known because it was different from traditional skateboarding. As a result of his popularity, he became a professional skateboarder with the Zephyr Skateboard Team, also known as the Z-Boys. The team used empty swimming pools to skateboard inside, and Alva made up a new move by skating up and down the pool walls. This became known as the frontside air, and skateboarders are still tested on it in modern competitions. At the age of 19, he formed his own company, Alva Skates, and designed a skateboard that was different from others. He also worked on the design of the famous Vans shoes that skateboarders wore to make them better for skateboarding. Alva won the World Skateboarding Championship in 1975 and was voted Skateboarder of the Year the following year. He still skateboards professionally today.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Tony Alva is an American skateboarder and businessman who also works as a musician. He was born in 1957 in Los Angeles, California, where he started to skateboard when he was 10 years old. He also loved to surf. He was influenced by the modern Hawaiian style of surfing, which was popular around the world. His style of skateboarding became well known because it was different from traditional skateboarding. As a result of his popularity, he became a professional skateboarder with the Zephyr Skateboard Team, also known as the Z-Boys. The team used empty swimming pools to skateboard inside, and Alva made up a new move by skating up and down the pool walls. This became known as the frontside air, and skateboarders are still tested on it in modern competitions. At the age of 19, he formed his own company, Alva Skates, and designed a skateboard that was different from others. He also worked on the design of the famous Vans shoes that skateboarders wore to make them better for skateboarding. Alva won the World Skateboarding Championship in 1975 and was voted Skateboarder of the Year the following year. He still skateboards professionally today.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.